ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपतान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदनोति सुहृत्सता। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6. The title of the chapter is The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev. Text number 6. Athaivam Akhila Loka
विलक्षणे
विलक्षणे जडव अवधूतवेश
अवधूतवेश
भाषा
भाषा
चरिते
चरिते
अविलक्षित
अविलक्षित
भगव
भगव
प्रभावो
प्रभावो
योगिना
योगिना
सांपराय
सांपराय
विधिं
विधिं
अनुशिक्ष्य
शिक्षा
स्वकलेवरम् जिगासुर
जिगासुर
आत्मनि
आत्मनि
आत्मानम्
असम्यवहितम् असम्यवहितम्
अनर्तांत अनर्तांतर
अनर्तांतर
भावे
भावे
अनिरीक्षमान
अनिरीक्षमान
उपरतान्त्रुविते
उपरादानवृते
उपररामा
उपररामा।
अतः thereafter एवं
इन दिस
वे अखिल लोकपाल लालमा
अखिल लोकपाल लालमा
The head of all kings and monarchs of the universe.
The head of all kings and monarchs of the universe.
Api.
Api.
Although. Vilakshanai.
Vilakshanai.
Various. Jadavat.
Jadavat.
As if stupid.
As if stupid.
Avadhuta Vesha Bhasha Charita.
Avadhuta Vesha Bhasha Charita.
By the dress. the language and characteristics of an avadhuta. Avalakshita Bhagavat Prabhava. Hiding the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Keeping himself like an ordinary human being. Yogina. Of the yogis. Samparaya. Samparaya Vidim. The method of giving up this material body. Anusikshyan. Teaching. Swakalevaram. His own personal body. Which is not at all material. Jihasu. Desiring to give up like an ordinary human being. Atmani. Unto Vasudeva. The original person. Atmanam. Himself. Lord Rishabhadev. Being an Avesha avatar of Lord Vishnu. Asamya vahitam. Without intervention by the illusory energy. Anartha antara bhavena. Himself in the status of Vishnu. Anvikshamana. Always seeing. Uparata anubhruti. Who was acting as if giving up his material body. Uparama. Sees his pastimes as the king of the planet. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Rishabhadev was the head of all kings and emperors within this universe. But assuming the dress and language of an avadhuta, he acted as if dull and materially bound. Consequently, no one could observe his divine opulence. He adopted this behavior just to teach yogis how to give up the body. Nonetheless, he maintained his original position as a plenary expansion of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. Remaining always in that state, he gave up his pastimes as Lord Rishabhadev within the material world. If following in the footsteps of Lord Rishabhadev, one can give up his subtle body, there is no chance that one will accept a material body again. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is possible simply by keeping oneself an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. One must understand his constitutional position and the constitutional position of the Supreme Lord as well. Both have the same spiritual identity. Maintaining oneself as a servant of the Supreme Lord, one should avoid rebirth in this material world. If one keeps himself spiritually fit and thinks of himself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, he will be successful. At the same time, he has to give up this material body. So we are continuing reading the activities of Rishabhadev. So in this canto, in this chapter, Rishabhadev is we all know, is a Sakti Avesh avatar. It's not an ordinary person. So Sakti Avesh avatar, and he is Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, he appears. And he instructed his 100 sons headed by Bharat Maharaj. And now the final pastime where Rishabhadev is going to leave this world. So how he is going to leave this world, there also he is setting an example. So that's why Srila Prabhupada explains how the yogis have to give up this body. Everybody has to give up this body. It's not that once the body has been taken, so the body has to be given. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu dhruvam janma mrutasya cha tasmat aparihare arte natvam sochitum arhasi. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. One has to give up this body. But how do we want to give up this body? That is very important. Whether we live like a human being and we live like a human being, or we live like a cats and dogs and we live like a cats and dogs. So that is important. That makes the difference. So here, Rishabhadev is teaching here how he, even though he was the Supreme Lord, so it is not like it's not an ordinary person. So Prabhupada says in one of the lectures, he says, Jadavat Avadhuta Vesha. So here in this sloka, it is mentioned here, Jadavat Avadhuta Vesha Bhasha Charita. Jadavat Avadhuta Bhasha Vesha Charita. So this is, even though he was a Supreme Lord, and he is just like a, sometimes when we have the definition of the Supreme Lord, the Parasara Muni gave the definition. What is the definition of Supreme Lord? Aishwaryasya, Viryasya, Samagrasya, Jnana Vijnana Yoschaiva, Sannam Bhaga Iti Gana. The Supreme Lord, he is complete in all the opulences, all the six kind of opulences, he is complete. But even though he is complete in all the opulences, his opulence of renunciation, that is also supreme. So it is not like when he has a power, he is supreme. When he has a strength, he is supreme. When he is a beauty, he is a supreme. When he is a knowledge, he is a supreme. No, not only that. When in the renunciation, he is also supreme. When the renunciation aspect of the Lord, that is also supreme. So that is why we find it here in this example. Rishabhadev, even though he is the Supreme Lord, he behaves like a normal person. Normal person, when he just wanders around the street. Not only normal person doesn't wander like Rishabhadev, but he is teaching an exemplary way how the yogis should not get attached to this body. If somebody wants to leave this body, this is the way. Because it says in the Shastra, even if we have a little bit pinch of material desire, even little bit pinch only, not you don't have a long material desire, even little bit of pinch of material desire, to fulfill the material desire, we have to take birth again into this material. So this is, Krishna is very kind. Because if you have any little bit desire also, Krishna says, okay, you have that desire, better you fulfill and come. Because it's not like when you go to Vaikuntha, when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, you don't want to have the hankering. Like, I wanted to check it out. Better when you are here, you check it out everything. Not after going to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan, there is no point in checking out. You can't check it out also. So the better, that is the whole idea. That's why Rishabh Prabhupada says many, many times, the whole Krishna conscious movement is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya. Because this is like a, so it says here, this even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has taken the Jadavat Avadhuta Vesha. Jadavat Avadhuta Vesha is just like a dull matter. We all see the how he behaves like that, as if like does not care for the body, just like completely ignoring everything, and then not like following any social etiquette or all this this thing, not following anything actually. So that is one way of this avadhut. Avadhut means that is avadhut vesha. So Srila Prabhupada says here, this is a Krishna conscious means this is Vairagya Vidya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and his mood was how to become a devotee. He wants to, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Isyami Masuja. Then only Krishna is going to start the conversation. Krishna doesn't want to start the conversation. First to surrender, then we'll talk. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He doesn't want, who is going to Kali Yuga, who is going to surrender. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he shows by example how one should surrender to Krishna, how one should develop the mood of surrender. So that's why Sarvabhava Bhattacharya, one of the nice great associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he composed 100 songs in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one of that song, this is Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak. In one of the songs, he's that first song he says, it's like वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योग शिक्षातमेघ पुरुष पुराण श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारी कृपाम्बुदे यस्त्वम् अहम् प्रपद्ये. This is a, let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because then he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. Chaitanya Chandrotaya Natak, this 6.74. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who has been glorified by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He says, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, is how to teach the Vairagya Vidya. Because all the Acharyas, Rishabhadev is an Acharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Supreme Lord, he is an Acharya. He is teaching also how one should be in this material world and how one should conduct oneself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is why this is Srila Prabhupada says Krishna conscious movement is an exemplification of Vairagya Vidya. This is like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a great scholar also. Not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not ordinary person as a Nimai Pandit. When he had a meeting with Kesava Kashmiri. Kesava Kashmiri was a big learned Pandit, Digvijay Pandit. So he requested Kesava Kashmiri to sing some songs in the glorification of Mother Ganges. So Kesava Kashmiri, he just immediately he sung 100 songs. It's not like no need of reference to Kindle or no iPad, nothing. But just he just immediately composed 100 songs in glorification of Mother Ganges. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that. And he said in 64th verse, You are what you are referring, there is a small mistake. And he said that in the composition of the poetry, there is a mistake. Kesava Kashmiri was, what is that? Because this person is a small pandit. He was not, compared to Kesava Kashmiri, he was not a big person at that time. But he just said, you have made a mistake. So and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately pointed out, you are using a word Bhavani Bhartu. Bhavani Bhartu means the wife of Lord Shiva. Bhavani means already wife of Lord Shiva. Why you are using Bhavani Bhartu? So that usage is incorrect or something. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that great Pandit. So he was now sometimes when we hear something, immediately goes off our head. We don't even remember what we discussed a few minutes ago. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could remember all these things, and he said in the 64th verse there are some literary discrepancy there, and then he started giving all this explanation. So that great Pandit. But what when he was confronted with Prakashananda Saraswati, what did he say? What did he say to Prakashananda Saraswati?
I am just ignorant.
Yeah, he says, Guru More Murga Deki Korila Sasam. Guru More Murga Deki Korila Sasam. So he says, Prakashananda Saraswati asked him, why are you doing like a sentimental person chanting and dancing, and why are you not studying Vedanta Sutra? As a sannyasi, you are supposed to read Vedanta Sutra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear sir, my guru looked at me and said, you are a fool. You don't have any adhikar to read. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the role of ourselves. We are murga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not murga. Because he says, we don't want to dabble with this Vedanta Sutra because we want to understand. Then he says, you don't study all the Vedanta Sutra. You just chant Hare Krishna, dance and in ecstasy. That's sufficient. That's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So that is what this is like a... If we know the objective, because sometimes we all have a little bit of this thing, education, like education, we talk so much of education. But what is the purpose of education? You do so much education, 10 years education, plus 2 years, plus 3 years or 5 years, all this education. What is the purpose of education? The purpose of education is just to get a job or just something. That is not the purpose. Purpose of education, Krishna says, Vedaisya sarve ahameva vedyo, Vedanta krita, Vedavit eva chaham. This is like a purpose of education is Veda is to survive. You understand, you study all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, all the Puranas, all the Itihasas. Then what conclusion you have to come to? Veda is to survive. Ahameva Vedyo. Krishna says, from all studying all these things, you have to understand who am I? Who is Krishna? And then we understand what is the relationship. And then when we act on that relationship, then you don't have to take birth again into this material world. That is what the purpose of education is. Education, otherwise education, just like getting a degree and then getting a job. Okay, that is like a Srila Prabhupada calls it Shilpa Vidya. Shilpa Vidya. You get some money, you have to maintain the family, you get some money. That's all right. But that is not education. That's why Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada refers to the what is the education. Who is a Pandita? He gives the definition of a Pandita is Matravat Paradhaneshu, Matravat Paradhaneshu, Paradhravyeshu Lostravat, Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu, Yapashyati is a Pandita. Who is a Pandit? Atmavat. This is like a Matravat Paradhaneshu. A person who treats other person, other woman, other married, other than married wife, as a mother, Matravat Paradhaneshu. Paradhravyeshu Lostrava. Paradhravya means somebody else's property is considered like a garbage. No, not interested. I'm not interested. That is Pandita. Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu. He considered others, you know, like a, so how I will be treated? So he treats others like that. Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu. Ya Pashyati Sa Pandita. That is the person who is called Pandit. Not the just not the title Pandit, no? Like just I am Pandit so and so, I am Pandit this and that. That is not real Pandit. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why this Vairagya Vidya is very, very important. Because that's why he says, Krishna says, by education we have to come to this one. I am seated in everyone's heart and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. That is what education means. So, here Rishabhadev is teaching us. Rishabhadev teaching how one should live. We all know the instructions how Rishabhadev gave first 10 to 12 instructions. All the very, very, these are key slogans. These are very key verses of the chapter 551 to whatever the numbers. No, it's like all these slogans, it's so much importance actually. Starting with like a, we should not be like a big bujam ye tapo divyam putraka yana sattvam. So this is such a wonderful instruction. Even 100,000 years comes also that instruction is running. So that is what instruction means. So let's say Supreme Lord when he gives instruction, these instructions are so much valuable for us. So and we hear Srila Prabhupada says here, he quotes from that Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. So this is a conclusion. If somebody lives a life, then he has to come to this understanding. Somebody knows Krishna's appearance, Krishna's activities are transcendental. There is nothing to do with this material. Janma, karma. Krishna's janma and Krishna's karma are divyam. Divyam means transcendental. There is not even a material thing in the activities of Krishna. If somebody understands that, tektvata, tektva, deham, then person leaves his body, he does not have to take birth again into this material world. So this is the greatest benediction. Greatest benediction. Yes, this is the only thing we have to know. Yes, if we understand Krishna's appearance, Krishna's activities are transcendental. If somebody understands that in tattva, in truth, not that just like a bookish knowledge. Yeah, I understood Krishna's activities and things are transcendental. No, but we have to act upon it. When we act upon to that understanding, then we don't have to take birth again into this material world. Rishabhadev is teaching it. So, Srila Prabhupada in the lecture, he is quoting this the Vairagya. This Vairagya has to be this whole purpose of our Krishna conscious movement. How do we develop this Vairagya? Because this Vairagya development is easy also. Because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, you don't have to go for a crash course on how to develop Vairagya. Very easy. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayat Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahitukam. Because this is the way. How to get Vairagya? Not have to go here, go to this university, go to that university and get Vairagya. No. You don't have to get that. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. When you engage in devotional service of Vasudeva, like Krishna, then what happens? Janayanti Asu Vairagya. Janayanti. It immediately. It's not like you just engage in devotional service, wait for 10,000 years and then you develop. No. When you engage in devotional service, janayati asu vairagya, jnanam chayat ahaitukam. Ahaitukam is costless. So this is the beauty actually. Because when we engage in devotional service, Krishna, situated within the heart, he sees our sincerity and then he gives vairagya, he gives knowledge. Whatever is needed for us, is automatically Krishna provides that. Why? Krishna has a desire. Krishna doesn't want us to hear, suffer here. So when a living entity develops, okay, now let me, I have taken so many lives, I have taken so many births. This one birth, let me try to give it for you. Let me try to do something for you. Some develop devotional service. Then Krishna sees that the desire. So immediately he fans the desire. He gives the understanding, he gives the realization. Everything automatically happens. So that is why we find in our Krishna conscious movement, people come. Just a little bit of Sraddha, they come. We find so many people that come. Not that immediately they come and then they just, okay, no. It's immediate, little bit of faith, and then they render devotional service. Engage in some service of Krishna. Automatically, when you engage in the service of Krishna, then you hear about Krishna and all the glories of Krishna. Then your vairagya, your jnana, everything is developing. That is why for us it's very important, the development of vairagya. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there. Otherwise, that is why Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he says vairagya vidya. Vairagya vidya. This is the vidya. Vairagya vidya. Nijabhakti yoga. Nijabhakti. He is teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching like that. So, and Srila Prabhupada says he refers to one of the sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada says, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his appearance also, how he displayed vairagya. Okay, this sloka is very, very nice sloka. I'll just read what Srila Prabhupada says here. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, appeared in a Kshatriya family, very opulent. Lord Ramachandra appeared in a Kshatriya family, kingdom, opulence. He also accepted vairagya vidya. So then he says, is a sloka from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tyaktva sudeshtiya sureshpita rajya lakshmim dharmishta arya vachasa yadagaranyam maya mrigam daityepshitam anvadavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. We offer our respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He left his householder life, leaving aside his eternal concert, whom even the denizens of heaven adore. He went to the forest to deliver the fallen souls who are put into illusion by material energy. So this is very nice verse. And Srila Prabhupada says, he compares Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was very young pandit, at that time he used to help the brahmanas in their bathing ghat, and then help them in all the keeping all their cloth and everything. So one brahmana gave him the blessing. Yes, my dear brahmin, you are doing service nicely. You have a very nice material life. You have very nice family, nice opulence, everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu closed his ears like. So the brahmana, what do you mean? But this is not a blessing. It's a curse. If somebody wants, normally the material world, somebody gives a blessing, now you have good children, good bank balance, good money, good everything, then that is considered like opulence. There's a blessing. Most of the time, the people go to the sadhu to get this blessing. But when the brahmana gave the blessing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he closed his ears. So the brahmana said, what do you want? So then he cursed. You will have a very, very bad family life. You won't have any kind of happiness in your family. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started dancing. Because this is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purpose is different actually. His purpose is not to come here to just have a happy family life. His purpose is how to teach Vairagya Vidya. So that is why Srila Prabhupada refers to this Tattva, Sureshita. So he was, he had everything in his opulence. Mother was there, wonderful wife was there. Still he left the family. He took sannyas. What is the need? Krishna has to take sannyas. No need to Krishna to take sannyas. Yeah, for us, we need a renunciation, we need vairagya. What is Krishna need? Krishna doesn't need any vairagya, Krishna doesn't need any. But he did. Why? Because he wanted to teach it by example. He wanted to teach by example. Yes, then this is then vairagya vidya. So like that, and also the same way, Srila Prabhupada nicely compares that this sloka applies to Lord Ramachandra Murthy also. Lord Ramachandra Murthy, what happened? At the next day's coronation. Next day. And the previous day, father calls Maharaj Arya Vachasa. Arya Vachasa means he's a great Brahmin. Dasharatha Maharaj also is a great personality, Arya. So he comes and tells, no, my dear son, I gave this boon, Kaikeyi. Based on the boon, then you have to go to the forest. He immediately accepted. Can you imagine anywhere in the world? Next day, coronation. When the previous day the father comes and says, my dear son, you are not going to be coronated. Just go to the father. Arya Vachasa. So he took that thing and he happily went also. Not that, okay, oh, now I have to be coronated as a prince and now you are asking me to go to the forest. Hell with that. And so, no, because you ordered me. Then I just follow that. So that is the supreme law. Because he was not attached actually. He was not attached to the prince. I was not attached to the kingdom. I was not attached to the forest also. Yes, that is what the definition. This is a, so Srila Prabhupada says that, and the same way, this is not like even the Goswamis. We have examples of how the Vairagya Vidya was, all the Acharyas in our Sampradaya, like a Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He is like a renunciation personified actually. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the guru of this divine race, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So he was, from material point of view, he was not educated. Material point of view, he could not even sign his name. So that doesn't mean that, you know, like he is completely, no, even though he could not do that. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he is a scholar, greatest scholar of his time. He took diksha, he took initiation from him. So what is the difference? So the material education doesn't count. So he is like a renunciation personified, vairagya personified. Because that is why it's all like these examples are there. And also in our, Rishabhadev we are discussing. If you go a little bit further, Rishabhadev's son, Bharat Maharaj, he was also renunciation personified. But anyway, he got attached to the deer and the next life he became Jada Bharat. Deer and Jada Bharat, three Bharats. This is Jada Bharat, this is Maharaj Bharat, and then Deer Bharat and Jada Bharat. And the Jada Bharat, when he came, he completely behaved like this one. Just like exactly like his father. Completely like that. He didn't care about anything. He was completely doing opposite things. Why? Some, there may be a reason we may get a little bit attached to this material world. That's when he was completely aloof and completely oblivious to the whatever things are happening around him. So that is Vairagya. But our problem is, you know, like we are living in the Kali Yuga. Our this thing is, you know, Srila Prabhupada, that's why we are given very basic Vairagya. Four regulative principles. You know, and just Krishna Prasad, that's it. If that is what our Vairagya is. Our Vairagya, we may not be able to go around Kotakachala there and all go put the stone in the mouth and, no, that may not be possible for us. For us, the Vairagya for this Kali Yuga is this. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. This Vairagya, following the regulative principle, Kirtaniya Sadahari, that is the regulative principle, that is the principle we can follow. And that's why this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and repeated, Kirtanadyeva Krishnasya. This is like by just chanting the holy names of Lord, we can get the biggest benediction. And there is no other upaya, there is no other method actually. This is the problem. Unfortunate problem is, we don't have any other method of getting rid of this thing. So that's why here Rishabhadev is teaching us how one should live. Because also before the death comes, we have to find a solution to the problem. Okay, the problem being the material body. That before the death comes, we have to find a solution. If you don't find a solution, then we have to take birth again. So So this is like a simple logic. Like you have a problem has been given. If you don't solve the problem, then again next life you come and you have to solve the problem. So the body has been given. So that is why we have to use whatever in the favorable, our favorable situation. We have a scripture, we have a spiritual master, we have acharyas, everybody is there. So we have to use all of that. We have to take full advantage of all these things in this life and then find a solution to the problem. Then we don't have to take birth again into this material world. That is why Rishabhadev is teaching. For him, no problem. Rishabhadev, there is no problem. He is a supreme lord. He can live anyway. He's not obligated to anything. He has to do like that, do like that. No, but for us, for conditioned souls, he is explaining or he is teaching by example how one should live. How one should live also he explained. This is like a living also he explained and he taught, and then living also he is explaining and he is teaching how one should live this body. So that's why when we come to this Bhagavad Gita, it says this always we remember Krishna. At that time of this thing, consciousness is fixed in Krishna, then we go back to Krishna. Same way here, when we see, when we, in this lifetime, when we understand Janma Karma, Krishna's Janma and Krishna's Karma are transcendental, then we don't have to take birth again into this material world. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, this is possible by keeping oneself an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. One must understand his constitutional position and the constitutional position of the Supreme Lord as well. There are two things, our position and the Supreme Lord's position. Lord is there and we are there. So if we can understand that, our position and what is the relationship, then what is the connection and how to re-establish the connection. That's it. Our whole Srila Prabhupada concludes all the Vedic formula into only three things only. Only three things. The whole Vedic thing is just concentrated on only three things. What is the three things in the Vedas? Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayoga. Sambandha. There is a sambandha between us and the Lord. We are also part and parcel of that. There is a sambandha. Sambandha is there. And then after sambandha, there is Abhideya. That sambandha is a little bit now in a sleeping condition. The sambandha is not, you can't completely get rid of the sambandha. There always sambandha is there. Now we have forgotten the sambandha. So Abhideya is the process by which we can re-establish the sambandha. So there is Abhideya and Prayojana. So that is why when there is a body is there, when the senses are there, when the facility is there, when the faculties are all working, at that time we should take advantage of all of this and then establish Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Then when we leave this body, then there is no chance of us coming back to this material world. So that is what Rishabhadev is teaching to all their children. Also, not only children. Children, they are all elevated personalities. For us also, how one should leave this body? Like Bhishma Dev was leaving the body also. Bhishma Dev was leaving the body. He was leaving the body and teaching us also how one should leave the body. Bhishma Dev was meditating on Krishna. He was a great yogi. He was a great yogi also. He has a Ichcha Mukti. He had a boon from his father, Santanu Maharaj. He gave a boon. Whenever he wants, he can die. We don't have that facility actually. We don't have that. Anytime he can die. Not really. We can't decide that. But Bhishma waited for the opportune moment. What? Then Krishna was standing in front of him. He was just looking at Krishna and he was having the darshan, and then he wanted to quit his body, leave his last breath. So that is what. So these acharyas, great acharyas, what they do is they, by their exemplary activities, they teach us. Also, by their living this world, also, they teach us how one should remain unattached to this world. Even little, this is a problem. Even little bit of attachment, like Bharat Maharaj, his own son, Bharat Maharaj, he had a little attachment for the deer. For that deer, he's going back to God, was delayed by another 2 births. Deer Bharat and Jada Bharat. See, that is it's a risk. It's a risk. So that's why we have to be careful. Like when we are in this material world, even little bit of attack. That's why do activities in such a way we don't get entangled. We have to do activities. No, there is nothing like not doing activity. We have to be aware in the material world. We have to do activity. But we should be careful not to get entangled. Like often the example is given like the lotus leaf. Lotus leaf is always stays in the water. But the water does not stay on the lotus leaf. Just you put little bit of water, immediately it drops off. Same way, we have to be in this world, we have to perform activities, but we should not get, that is, this is the art of working actually. We have to do work, and we should do work in such a way that we don't get entangled in that work. So that's why Rishabhadev is teaching. So we'll continue reading the more the pastimes where how Rishabhadev is going through the different provinces in the Karnataka, Kutachala, all these places, how he is going, the forest fire is going to come, and then how he is going to leave the body, we will see. So this way we can understand the great soul. When they live, they teach by example. When they leave also, they teach by their example. So stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.